You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
I received a piece of work in early May, I think it was, and it came from the desk of John Bickard, portfolio manager, 91 Value Fund, who's talking to us in a moment from New York. And it says the following. It says, May 29th, a value investor's dream. That's the headline. And it goes on to say, value investors see the future for what it is, uncertain. We start our analysis when there are low expectations, often no expectations, and wait for the future to unfold. And we're talking, of course, about May the 29th, which seems quite a while away, actually, the general election in South Africa. Everyone, it seemed to me, was pessimistic, apart from a select few. And one of the select few is John Bickard. John, the naysayers have been driven away. Congratulations on your piece, by the way, because most of it's become a reality.
So I think, just to go back to that piece, I mean, the logic was that the worst case had been built into the valuation of South African equities, and we had no idea what would happen in the election, but even a really bad outcome was priced in. And so it was just a piece saying that the probability says that you should be buying South African shares, because it was 80-20 priced in for a bad outcome, and we thought the probability was 20-80. So when we scroll forward 6 weeks, in the end, the outcome was actually better than we would have expected, and that is kind of lucky. And sometimes in investing, you get lucky, and I think we did get lucky. If you look back at the election, there were a lot of things that could have gone wrong, and there were a lot of things that nearly went wrong. And in the end, the final result was pretty much right at the top end of what all the outcomes could have been. But then if I go back to the original piece, even if it had been a bad outcome, you would have lost a bit of money. If it had been a moderate outcome, which to be honest was our base case, we thought we would have made a moderate amount of money. And if unexpectedly you get a good outcome like there was, that's when you make a lot of money. And that is what is being reflected in the JSE today.
Do you think this is a knee-jerk reaction, though, and a sense of relief in people saying, thank goodness that the worst didn't happen, so therefore we cover our short positions or whatever people are doing? Or do you genuinely believe that people are now saying, okay, South Africa is a viable proposition, or rather South African-focused stocks that do most of their business within the confines of the borders of the Republic of South Africa, they are now, as I say, a viable proposition longer term?
Yes, I don't think it's just a knee-jerk reaction, because the pricing of 2 weeks ago was saying that South African stocks were not a viable proposition. I mean, if you look at the valuation of most of those domestic stocks, the valuation said that those stocks basically would not exist in the current, you know, their businesses would disappear over a 10-year period. That's how low the valuations are. I mean, we're talking about shares that were trading on 20% free cash flow yields, which means that if everything stays the same, you basically get all your money back in 5 years. So the market was saying there is no viable story. And now, you know, it's not pricing in that South Africa is another Switzerland or another Malaysia that's growing. It's just, it's gone from pricing in, you know, a Zimbabwe situation to just a poor situation. And that's why I think the rally is sustainable. And just to go to Absa, which is the stock we use to try and, you know, it's a domestic-only bank mainly. It's got some African operations, but it's very much domestically biased. And the valuation, it got to 140 Rand 3 weeks ago, Absa. And the valuation was just more than half of the valuation of the Ramaphosa era of 5 years ago. So the share got to 140 Rand. If the share got back to Ramaphosa valuation, it would have to go to closer to 300 Rand. So the share has now bounced in the last 2 days from 140 2 weeks ago to 175 today. So that's why I say I don't think it's just a knee-jerk reaction, because everyone must decide what they like. If you think South Africa is now back to where it was 5 years ago, you can justify as much as 300 Rand for Absa. But the price is 175 today. So there's no reason, you know, the share can rally over 200 Rand and still be pricing in a bad scenario. And just one more thing on that, which is,
yes,
on the whole Ramaphosa thing, is quite interesting, because 5 years ago we had no shares when the valuation was so high in the Ramaphosa era. But today you can make an argument, and I'm not going to make this argument, and I'm not going to hold out for this. But if you just think about when President Ramaphosa came in 5 years ago, his back was really quite up against the wall, because if you think the ANC was then composed of MK and big components of the EFF, and he did not have a very strong support base. He had a marginal support base in the ANC. If you scroll forward 5 years, 5 years later, the detractors from Ramaphosa have basically left the party, most of them. Now are part of our outside the tent, being in EFF and MK, and he has used the support of the DA to get his majority. So you can argue that he is in a better position than he was 5 years ago. And then you can argue that the SA economy is at a much lower base, and you could argue that the valuation should be the same, if not higher than 5 years ago, because the ANC is in a better position than they were 5 years ago. Because they're not the fractured ANC of 5 years ago with the EFF and MK within it.
New York sirens wailing in the background, and the sirens were wailing for South Africa when you wrote this piece in many people's eyes. And you say in the piece, you say it requires a steely resolve and a thick skin to buy when the news is just plain bad and everyone else is heading for the exits. When you see what has happened over the last few weeks, it doesn't happen that often. A unique opportunity like this, everyone says no. You say, actually, we say yes, in varying degrees of yesness. You must be quite excited. I know that value investors aren't particularly excitable people, but you must be excited every time you turn your screen on in the morning.
Yes, look, exactly what you said. These opportunities, they come around once a decade, basically. Mm. Once every 5, 6, 7 years, and you have to take advantage of them to make the returns, to beat the index, to give your investors returns. And if you don't take those positions, so it's waiting for a situation when there's very extreme valuations one way or another, like there was. So it is exciting. And in that piece, we spoke about the 1 trillion rand that left South Africa over the last 5 years in bonds and equities. But actually, this morning, I just got the update on the foreign sales of SA equities in May. And this was an interesting new data point, because the foreigners actually accelerated their selling in May. And May was actually, interestingly, the largest outflow out of the JSE equity market ever recorded. It was 32 billion rand in May left. Gosh. Ahead of the election. So they've been selling for 5 years, and they actually got more nervous as we got closer to the election and accelerated their sales. So the outflow in May was actually bigger than the outflow during the GFC in 2008, which gives you an idea. So that's why we have a big move like today, because the foreign positioning is at, you know, the most extremely negative it could be. And obviously, exactly what you said, some of them probably could be short positions, but generally it's people who have very little, and they are somewhat buying back in on a day like today in a market that is not really liquid.
It's also interesting to see that the volume on the JSE, which has been in the doldrums for so long, has suddenly started to tick up again. It's almost as though in a relatively thin market globally, compared to global peers, people seem to be accumulating. You say in the same piece that we keep on referring to, you said you can buy a diversified portfolio of SA banks, retailers and industrial stocks today on a PE of 9x with at least a 6% dividend yield. You've said quite a bit about Absa, not so much this time that we've spoken, but the last time you spoke, you were waxing lyrical about Absa. What else have you got? What else is up your sleeve?
So our biggest positions are Absa for banks, and then the two hospital shares, Life Healthcare and Netcare, because they are cheap as any South African shares. I mean, last week they were trading on 10 times earnings and 5% dividend yields, which is less than half the valuation of the average emerging market hospital stock. So they are the cheapest hospitals in the world. And then the interesting thing about the two healthcare stocks, apart from the fact that they're really cheap and are good businesses, is that there's the usual SA discount, and there's an extra discount for NHI, because, you know, NHI really worries the market. And the most interesting thing about that, the election outcome, is that NHI is one area where the coalition, where the ANC may not be able to get NHI through in its most extreme form, given its alliance with the DA. So what I'm saying is that is one policy that looks under coalition government, or a GNU government, I should rather say, is an area where there could be some pushback, some change. And on hospital stocks trading at two-thirds a discount to other hospital stocks in the world, there's obviously quite a lot of upside. So it's Absa and the two hospital stocks, and then Spar as a beaten-up food retailer, which is starting to recover. Those are our biggest positions.
You said in that piece, our entire domestic equity positioning in the 91 Value Fund is invested in SA Inc. Okay, you've mentioned Absa and the hospital stocks, but are you starting to add? Are you looking at other things? Obviously, you can't tell us because that would be unfair, but are you still looking at other stocks and looking to add, given what we've just seen in the month of May and the outcome of the election?
So, obviously, every day we switch between different shares. If one goes up 10 and one goes up 3, we might switch. Yeah. So they're switching between it. But generally, no. The position that we had in South African shares has taken 12 months to build over the last 12 months. And we're at an extreme position where we're at, let's call it maximum SA Inc. And now the strategy would be to hold these shares till they get close to fair value, which we don't think after a run like today, you know, they're obviously 10% closer to fair value, but we still think there's a way to go.
Yeah.
And then sometime, also depending, obviously the other side of the South African market is rand hedges, commodity shares, and eventually you need to switch back into those, but that's a long way away. So basically, I'm not adding and I'm just holding. And in 20, 30, 40% time, we might start lightening, is the short answer.
If that pans out, what a luxurious position you'll be in. You just don't have to add. You just have to sit and turn on your screen every day and see what's happening. Is there any chance, John? Because I have to temper your enthusiasm. As I said, value fund investors aren't that excitable, certainly not on the exterior. You're probably jumping through hoops when you put the phone down to me. But is there any chance that the coalition might not work? There may be some social unrest from various parties that didn't get included. Any chance of a bad apple?
There is. I mean, there is. You can never say in any market, emerging market or developed market, that there's still risk that could happen. But obviously, the risks are way less than they were 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. And that is why people got into trouble with Ramaphosa. It wasn't because their outlook was wrong. It's because they paid the wrong price. So when you pay a very low price you can take. I mean, the truth is, tonight's valuations on SA shares, I still think they can take bad news. They can still take news if there was some wobbles in the coalition. But if the valuation goes up another 60-70% to take it to where we were 5 years ago, then obviously, if there's a wobble, you're in trouble. So as value investors, it's the price you pay that makes you sleep at night, not the worries about what could happen, because bad things can happen at any time and good things can happen at any time. But we still, even after today's rally and Friday's rally, you still got quite a degree, a margin of safety in South African shares. So even though I'm aware there can be wobbles, I'm not inclined to sell even after the jump of today.
John, thanks very much for a great chat and congratulations again on your call. That's John Bickard, Portfolio Manager, 91 Value Fund. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organisation, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.